people have this entity, EOE, especially adults, and they suffer a number of the symptoms you've described. The concerning thing, of course, is you have these symptoms. You don't even know what's causing them, so you're probably not willing to go to the doctor until you get a food impaction and decide you have to go to the emergency room. That's almost an end-stage moment.
Right.
What can you do to help with earlier diagnosis, and what suggestions can you make to people who really are trying to battle this condition?
I would say the first thing is that the condition really, it can affect anybody of any age. There have been infants who have had the condition and older people, but children, young adolescents, young adults, that seems to be the peak up till around maybe 40 years of age. So the first thing is if you have symptoms of trouble swallowing, that's always abnormal, and you should really seek out medical care. Many patients who I talk to have had symptoms for years, and they've always been told, oh, it's your teeth, or you just don't chew carefully enough, or you eat too fast. But usually if food is sticking when you swallow, it indicates an underlying problem. So you should really get that checked out. And people can go to their primary doctors and tell them about the symptom and get referred over to a GI doctor, or they can call a GI doctor and have that symptom evaluated as well. The other symptoms, heartburn, or if you're younger, abdominal pain or weight loss, or vomiting, these are all symptoms that would be concerning to a doctor hearing about them. And so it makes sense to get them checked out. Now, I would say that over the last 10 years, most, if not all, GI doctors know about this condition now, but the condition is still uncommon enough in the general population that many non-GI doctors don't really know about it. Allergists, I think, know about it a lot, but there is a delay in diagnosis, and you know, one of the reasons for talking about this is to get the word out. And there's quite a few resources that patients who are having these symptoms or who have the diagnosis could use. There are actually patient advocacy groups and foundations who have a lot of knowledge about the condition and have great websites.
What are those foundations?
There's one called the Cured Foundation.
C-U-R-E-D.
It's the Campaign for Urging Research in Eosinophil Disorders. There's another organization called APFED, which is the American Partnership for Eosinophilic Disorders. And those websites can help with symptoms and have a lot of resources, for example, recipes for doing the diet elimination.
And there are Facebook groups too, is that right?
Right. There are Facebook groups throughout the country. For us in Charlotte, there's a very large group for eosinophilic esophagitis and other eosinophilic GI diseases. And so that's one to check out as well. The other thing I would note is that we have a collaborative between GI and allergy providers and dietitians and nutritionists in North and South Carolina called the Carolina EOE Collaborative, or the CEOEC. And
we've got to do that one again. Say that one slowly.
The Carolina EOE Collaborative, or CEOEC. And we have a website as well. And this is a referral network. It helps patients find doctors who specialize in this condition. And it also helps to find doctors who might transition patients. So, for example, if a child is turning 16, 17, 18, going to college, and they need to go from a pediatric to an adult provider, this collaborative helps with that. And it also is a platform for research studies.